What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Voices of the Vic podcast with myself, Joe Thomas. And as you can see, I'm joined this evening by Cam Smart and Katie Kirkley. We're here to discuss the Leicester game, which will be on Saturday, the 10th of February. Also, we're going to just touch on the Southampton defeat on Tuesday night, where we exited the FA Cup in the fourth round via a replay. Yeah, as I say, we're going to be discussing the Leicester game more in depth, obviously, after. First of all, though, Cam, how are you doing this week?
Good, yeah, I'm very well. I've overcome all illnesses and I'm ready to go to Watford this weekend. Not entirely convinced that's a good thing, but we'll see, won't we? You were in Southampton the other day. How was that and how are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks, mate. Yeah, Southampton was very wet. It was a very miserable night, obviously. Not really any positives to take from it, if I'm being completely honest. I will go over a few bits in a moment. But yeah, overall, a terrible night. But Katie, how are you doing? I know you were obviously, you weren't at the Southampton game, but I know you were at the Cardiff game, weren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm back for my reading week this week, so I've been able to go. Luckily, there's been two home games, so I've been able to go to those, which... Obviously, Cardiff was disappointing and I'm not massively excited for the Leicester game, but no, I'm all good.
Good, good. Okay, so yeah, so as I say, I was at the Southampton game on Tuesday night. Obviously, not really much to talk about from it, but obviously there was a few peculiar moments, one being Daniel Backman. I was down by that end that Watford were obviously defending in the first half. I think you guys listened to it on the radio, did you? I know, Katie, I know you did. It was really peculiar because obviously there was a few corners that Southampton had. We obviously, there was only 1 minute added on at the end of the first half. So there was no one came on to look at him, assess him. There was a strange moment in the first half where the Lumley went to kick the ball out for Southampton. The ball was kicked upfield, but as Lumley was kicking the ball out, Backman was clearly trying to communicate something to the bench because he kind of went over, and as he saw the ball was coming upfield, he turned round and kind of slipped but managed to get back in goal. But then after the ball had kind of been defended and went back upfield, he was communicating something to Val. But obviously, you know, unknown to us, I don't know whether that was... Could that have been that he had a headache rather than he got an injury potentially? What do you think, Cam? Maybe.
Yeah, look, I think these players they know their own bodies now, don't they? And they sort of know when they need to come off. So yeah, I'm not going to jump on the Daniel Backman hate train for that. Although we have seen him feign injury in the past when the going gets tough. So yeah, look, it wouldn't surprise me if either happened. I mean, the goal that he conceded right before that was questionable goalkeeping. I think I'd want him to do better there. But yeah, let's just hope it's not too big of a problem for him. And yeah, I wish him well.
Yeah, so do you know what? Actually, something I hadn't actually thought of until just now, obviously about knowing his own body. We know he got that injury, didn't he, in training, didn't he, where we thought he was going to be out for a while. I wonder whether it is a recurrence, maybe he's taken a knock and it's just maybe... triggered something potentially, which maybe why the club haven't really said too much since. Maybe they're doing tests on him. But yeah, it's a shame. Obviously, he didn't see the game out because I know we've kind of discussed previously on previous podcasts since he's last played that potentially with Hamer obviously doing so well, and unless he gets an injury, that could potentially be his last game in a Watford shirt, maybe, if obviously Watford look to offload him in the summer. What do you think, Katie? Do you think it might be the last time we see him, or do you think he might get in again before the end of the season if fit?
I mean, again, we don't know. Like, I don't really see him getting in over Hamer. I don't really see why there would be a reason, unless, like you said, there's an injury. Obviously, we don't know what really happened to Backman. If it was just concussion and he felt it a bit headachey, and he just thought, oh, I'd rather go off than carry on. Because apparently there was something someone said that Val had said at halftime if he was okay, and he said he was okay to continue. And then sort of, you know, sometimes when people do that and then they go down like 10 minutes late because they can't play on. So, you know, we don't know. It could literally be nothing. It could have just been a precaution, and, you know, they take head injuries seriously in the league and stuff. So it could just be that. I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed if we don't see him again. I haven't been impressed with him. And in fact, him going off just made Hamer play one more extra game that he didn't need to when he could have been resting. So that was the only real downside about him going off. But in the league, I don't really see him coming back in unless Hamer gets an injury, which, touch wood, does not happen.
Yeah. It's a shame, actually, because obviously no one likes to see a keeper go off, whatever the injury. But you'll probably know, Cam, I can never remember his first name. I know his surname's Roberts, but the young keeper that we got...
Miles
Roberts. Yeah, it would have been nice to see him on the bench. And obviously the game was lost at that point. So it's just a case of giving a youngster minutes and an experience, obviously playing in the first team. So, yeah, it's a shame he wasn't there. But other than that, obviously from a defensive point of view, the goals that we gave away were very poor. The effort, I thought we defended well in the first half. There was very little in going forward throughout the whole game. Obviously, Rajovic started... Bio came on, didn't really offer much when he came on. It was just a miserable night, and it's a shame, really. Obviously, as it was pointed out in another group that I'm in, like, those players might not get another chance to play at Anfield. You know, we might not go up for a few years. Those players might only be here a little while and might not get that chance. So obviously they might have missed out. Obviously, from our point of view, it's another game that we didn't need. But just from an experience point of view and player perspective, it would have been nice perhaps to just to see where we were at against a Prem side, just in case there was that sneaky suspicion we might squeeze into the playoffs at the end of the season and go up. So let's move on to the Leicester game, obviously on Saturday. Obviously, we've seen Leicester a lot, quite a bit on the telly this season. I know I've seen a lot. And Katie, I know you've been to a few games. They've got, obviously, Daka, Vardy, Madvedevi, Dewsbury Hall, a lot of players that will that could cause us a lot of damage. Where do you potentially see their threats coming from at the weekend and our weak spots, so to speak?
Well, I think the answer to that question is probably quite extensive, because their team is just head and shoulders above what we've got. I mean, they're Premier League players all over the pitch, and I don't think they've been particularly impressive this season in terms of, you know, imposing themselves on games, creating chances consistently. But they have all those players that can turn a game on its head, that can, you know, get you those moments that win you the game. So, look, I wouldn't be shocked if we look comfortable this weekend in a lot of spells, and then we just sort of, you know, can see goals here and there to the likes of Dewsbury Hall and Steffi Mavididi. I think they're the two that are probably most likely to pop up with something. And then you've obviously got that added threat of, you mentioned Daka there, great player for this level. And if that's not going to hurt you, they've got players everywhere else. I mean, Abdul Fatawu, I think he's available, isn't he? And he's been a massive threat for them. So, yeah, they really do a threat all over the pitch. And even worse, I don't see how we can cope against their strong defence, because they've also been fantastic this season. So, yeah, we're up against it, put it that way.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, I don't know what you think, Katie, with Norwich obviously coming so quickly on Tuesday after Saturday and Leicester being top, do you think Val might look to potentially, obviously, I know we made 7 changes to the team against Southampton on Tuesday and he'll look to bring players back in, but can you see him maybe resting a couple of potential players and giving them a bit of a more of a rest for Tuesday, because obviously it's a bit of a free hit, so to speak, on Saturday, isn't it?
I think personally I can see him starting with a full side of what we've sort of seen and then making the early subs where he takes like 3 off and it's, you know, the Asprilla, like all the people who are sort of like, you know, sometimes in games I've thought, why are you taking them off? They're playing really well. Oh, actually, yeah, we are playing in 2 days' time. Rest them. So I can imagine him playing one of the strongest teams, but maybe we will see that early triple sub around like the 50th, like 60th minute mark, just to rest them for that. Because the thing is with Leicester is like they are really, really good. And like I have no doubts that they're going to make it really hard for us. However, they do have moments of weakness. Like a lot of their games, they have clinical players. If you give them the opportunity to score, they will score. However, they don't always hold possession very well. And we might even have more possession in the whole game, but we can't make anything come out of that. When we have our possession, we never create those chances where you think, oh, well, we're going to score. Whereas like if we make one mistake or give away a silly foul, they will like punish us with that because their players are so high quality that they can sort of turn anything into a chance. So I feel like it depends how we go into it. If we go into it thinking, okay, we've got to score goals, we've got to be clinical, which is disappointing because we've not been like that in the last few games. We've not scored from open play in like 7 games or something. Like it's not been very goal heavy. It makes me worried for this game because this is a game where I can see them getting a lot of goals and, you know, we've got to score the goals to keep up with them, and I just can't really see us doing that. We can't defend for the whole game.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, as we've said, Cam, obviously Rajovic has not been doing enough when he's been playing. Obviously, the likely with Bio obviously coming off the bench on Tuesday, he's likely to start on Saturday. It's definitely going to be the right option because, like Katie said, they do look weak in possession sometimes. And obviously, Bio, if he starts strong with that high press, it could maybe cause a few problems for them.
I mean, yeah, look, it's a dilemma we're going to have all season long. We're going to keep having it and we're going to keep going back and forth, aren't we? Because, look, Rajovic doesn't impact games enough for me. We've been over it. He just doesn't do enough. He doesn't get involved. He doesn't put defenders under pressure. And I've decided now, I don't think he's a goal scorer. I don't see it in him at all. So yeah, there's that. You've got that as one of your options. And then you got Vakan Bio, who he can spring to life and he can sort of impose himself on a game and he can be a really good outlet at times. But it just doesn't happen often enough. And the last 2 games, Sheffield Wednesday and Cardiff, we've seen nothing of Bio. And
no,
you said he wasn't great at Southampton either. So yeah, look, he's in a poor patch, as is the rest of the team. And I think we are struggling up there. So one other option that maybe we could consider is Emmanuel Dennis ready to start up front. Would that get the best out of him? I don't think it would personally, but would it make us a whole lot better as a team? Probably, yeah, because he's a quality player and he led the line well under Claudio Ranieri. So that's an option you have. But I personally would go with Bio, and I think he can maybe get those Leicester defenders sort of up against it a bit. And yeah, he could be a really good outlet for us if he's on it.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Dennis. So I was actually just going to mention that. It's just that, obviously, we saw that Val said that he wanted to give Dennis an extra week off and give him a chance to train properly within the squad and the side and give him some time away just to kind of get a bit more fitness. I mean, I wonder if that was what he was thinking, in that, you know, Southampton, we potentially weren't going to win anyway, so it didn't really matter if he played or not. Did he have him in mind to start him maybe in that forward role on Saturday and go for it and take a gamble? I mean, that's going to be interesting to see on Saturday when the starting 11 comes out. But obviously, in terms of like everywhere else on the pitch at the moment, obviously Andrews and Lewis both came on in the second half on Tuesday. There's obviously a lot of people talking on Twitter and on various social media outlets about Watford and how tired they are and how poor we're doing in terms of effort and going forward and attacking at the moment. But Katie, I'll ask you, do you think that the players at the moment are playing too many games and too many minutes, or do you think that we just don't look good enough at the moment as a team?
I think, like, obviously we don't look good enough as a team, but there's a reason that is, and I think that is because of fitness and tiredness. If we were playing like this and we weren't in the sort of fixture congestion that we were in, I'd be going, okay, yeah, maybe there's something wrong here. But because our players are literally playing like two games every week, like for the next 4 weeks, that's crazy. And the thing is the teams we're playing against are having a week longer to prepare than we are. You know, Leicester will have played on the weekend, and then they would have had this whole week. We've had to play a game, we've had to travel, we've had to do all the stuff that comes with going to a game. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, you know, feel bad for us, because obviously a lot of other teams have had to do it as well. But when we are playing the teams like Cardiff, had way longer to prepare than we did, you have to sympathise with the players, and you have to think, yeah, like, they are having to play so much more than they would normally and what other teams are doing. Of course their fitness is going to be low. Our players are looking knackered after the first half. Even in the first half, they're like, you can tell they're tired, they're exhausted. We come out with these bursts of energy in the beginning, and then we completely drop off, and then that's when we start slipping up, making the mistakes. So obviously the performances are worrying, but then I look at the Cardiff game and I think, actually, yeah, I thought we had chances and we probably could have won the game. It was just missing that goal scorer. Like, there was no end product, and, you know, we hold the possession for most of the game. Cardiff just got that one chance and they were able to score, and we just didn't look aggressive. We didn't look high energy. We looked tired, but that is just because of the fixtures, and there's nothing we can do about that.
No, I agree. And it was Southampton started pretty much similar to what Bristol City did a few weeks ago, where we started quite strong, where we looked good in like spells. We were getting down the wings and looked like we were going to do stuff. But obviously, Rajovic wasn't getting in the box. So when the ball was being put in the box, he wasn't there. So the ball wasn't going in the box to have chances. I think there was one maybe that he put wide, or he tried to do something and it didn't happen. But yeah, we seem to be, like, in these away games, I'm noticing where we're starting well, but obviously tiring quite quickly and then trying to defend for our lives after that. And there just doesn't seem to be anything. Obviously, Andrews and Lewis, when they came on Tuesday, just looked knackered before they'd even done any running. Like, genuinely, I feel bad for him, but I don't see the point of what Andrews was doing on the pitch. Like, I totally forgot he was there. Like, I saw there was a challenge that someone put down the other end towards the end, and it looked like someone was getting sent off because he was kind of walking away. But he actually gave a yellow card to a Southampton player for simulation, which was peculiar. But yeah, we just look completely out of sorts at times at the moment. I mean, Cam, obviously the midfield, you know, we've seen the midfield do a lot better with Kayembe in the side. Do you think that Kayembe is ready, could be ready enough to come back into the side? And how much do you think that's going to benefit Kone and Chadwickaxi if he is ready? Because obviously, we'd potentially, if he is fit, it would probably be Chadwickaxi, Livermore and Kayembe, I would imagine. So Kone would drop out, but obviously, it's going to be huge for us if we can get him back this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I don't think he will be back this weekend. He could feature on the bench, but I don't see him starting. And yeah, it would be absolutely huge if we could get him back in the squad, because we are lacking that physicality in there big time. I mean, Livermore, yeah, he's a good defensive presence, but I don't see him as sort of this mobile physical threat that we need. And he's not going to sort of go in there higher at the pitch breaking up play, is he? So yeah, we've really lacked that without Kayembe. We haven't been anywhere near as aggressive, and he's a quality player. He's got a lot of quality. And yeah, look, I think our midfielders in Kone, Chatvatadze and Deli Bashiru have all done well in his absence, but they just don't offer what we're missing. And having Edo back, that's going to solve a lot of our problems. I mean, even just to get another body out there, because we are dangerously thin in that area. So yeah, look, it would be huge, and I really hope we can see him back, hopefully on Saturday.
Yeah, and another one, actually, just as you mentioned, Tom Delibashiru, again, just dipping back to Tuesday night, obviously, he played that right-back position again, and one we know that he gets picked apart, and there were so many times where he's out of position, and they exploited him down that side, that left-hand side, and it just didn't go well for him at all. I'd probably say that, you know, as soon as Ngakoue is fit, he's got to come back into that right back position, isn't he? And take Tom Delibashiru out, and if he's going to play him in that midfield position, because he certainly isn't a cover for right back, is he, KT?
Yeah, I mean, like sort of what Callum said, the more bodies we're getting back, the better. Like, I just think it is about filling the spaces, not even about how good they might be. And I think, you know, Delibashiru, yes, maybe he can go there as a last resort, but it's not something that we should be doing because we think it's a good choice. It is kind of like, okay, well, he can play there if needs be, but we've got two other people who can play ahead of him, but he can be there if we need it. But it feels like, you know, if you think about, you've got three people who can play each position, we're already at the third level in like so many areas. We're not, you know, we haven't got, oh, actually, you know, if there's a couple injuries in the next couple like weeks, we're finished. We're actually finished. Like, we've literally got no one to cover. So I just think the more people who can come back, even like Ngakia, Kembe, it's great that they're back, more because it means they can come in and the others can have a rest. So then we can just see everyone's like full potential, because at the moment we're not, because they're having to play twice as many games as the next person. And I just think the more people who come back, the better it'll be for the whole squad.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Quick word on Jeremy Ngakoue. Sorry, Joe.
That's fine.
I think he gets a lot of slack, doesn't he? And yeah, he doesn't help himself getting injured all the time. It's not what you need. And he probably does need to find a new club in the summer. But he was starting more games than Ryan Andrews before the injury. And he was actually doing a really good job back there. And I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does when he can play. So I don't mind having Jeremy Ngakoue back as an option. I think he can really improve the squad, and he gives us something different, because we know we've seen Delibashiru there. He's been picked for that for a reason. He's been picked because he can operate in midfield and he can drive forward with the ball. And Ngakoue is not too dissimilar in that regard. He can sort of pick up midfield positions and take the ball on the turn. So that's what we'd be getting back, as well as having the right back side of it sort of nailed down. So yeah, look, it's going to be a big, big addition having him back. So yeah, I hope we can see him at the weekend, because Ryan Andrews, he needs a rest. He's a young kid. He shouldn't be playing every game, and he's doing an admirable job, but he needs a rest. So yeah, be nice to see Jeremy back as soon as possible.
Yeah, and just one other, I know this divided opinion in our group chat the other night. I was a little bit frustrated to see him. Obviously, Cam, I know you had a counter-argument against, so I'd be interested to hear a bit more of an in-depth point about it. But I was really surprised to see Wesley Hoot start on Tuesday night, because he has obviously played, and forgive me if I'm wrong, you'll probably correct me, but I'm sure, including cup games, he's played every single minute this season.
That's right.
I thought with such a heavy fixture load and how weak we're looking in central areas at the moment, it would have been probably a sensible decision to give him a rest the other night, because we've got obviously some more important fixtures coming up. Obviously, you sent a counter argument against that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, look, in this day and age, I think the left centre back and the right centre back are seen as two completely different positions. I don't think a manager wants to put a right centre back as a left centre back. It's all about that sort of balance when you got the ball. It's a lot easier to press a right-footed centre-back who's playing on the left. So, yeah, I don't think dropping Wesley was ever an option, and it points to that failure in the transfer window again to not bring in that left-footed centre-back. I think it's just put a lot of pressure on Wesley, and credit to him, because just talking about Ngakia, he gets a lot of slack for not playing all that much. Well, Wesley's played every minute this season, as you pointed out, and I think he should be credited more than he is for that, really, because that's a fantastic achievement. So, yeah, look, I want to see him get a rest at some point, but we know that's not really possible. So if he can keep playing, it's not as physically demanding, is it, as all the other positions. So I don't mind it, and if he's fit enough, then let him play. But, yeah, just frustrating we didn't go and sign one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is when you... Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll obviously, I'm sure at some point between now and the end of the season, we'll probably have plenty of things to say still about the window. It was frustrating as fans, but another thing I wanted to touch on, something I mentioned that I kind of was having a look at, is our home form. Obviously, our form overall at the moment has taken a bit of a dip. Obviously, not for one minute. I'm not bringing this up to dig out Val or say I want him sacked or anything like that. So please, if anyone listens, I'm not saying it because I want the manager gone. But I did find it a bit of a concern when I looked at actually how many games we've won at home, what games we've won at home overall this season. And it is a little bit of a concern, Casey, isn't it, that we've beaten, obviously, the bottom three. We've beaten Birmingham in 19th and, obviously, Norwich in... ninth position, I think I said. Obviously, the games we've had at home, you look at what games we have had at home, I know we've had Southampton and Ipswich back-to-back as well, so they are tough games, and we obviously drew with Southampton, but when you look at some of the rest of those, it's really disappointing, isn't it, on paper, that we've not actually done better?
Yeah, and obviously, like, when you are supporting your club, like, it's not something you can be oblivious to. Like, you have to look at that, and you would think... For Watford, you would think their home form would be better than their away form. And, you know, we have done really good away sort of up until recently. And I do think the home form is something that we have to, like, you know, work on. However, I can't think of many home games where I've been like, oh, yeah, that was actually a really poor performance, apart from a few. Like, I feel like it sounds bad because it feels like we're always making excuses for everyone. But every time we've, like, lost at home or had a bad result, it's because of something. Or, like, oh, the squad's tired, you know, we've had loads of home games. Oh, you know, the fixture list, whatever. And I just feel like, obviously, you should want to make your home games count. And, like, we've just not been clinical enough at home. I do feel like we have just really struggled. And I'm not really... I'm not really sure why. It's like saying, oh, well... how have we won away? Because, you know, you think, oh, well, the fans, you know. But I think our atmosphere at home has definitely improved this year since we sort of saw a turn in results. But, you know, you should... They say win your home games, draw away. And I feel like we haven't always necessarily been doing that. And obviously, you want to win your home games. You want to make it a difficult place to come. I feel like a lot of teams, like Cardiff, came and we made it really easy for them. They didn't even want to win that game, but they did. They didn't even try. And, you know, it just sends a message to these teams being like, oh, yeah, well, Vicarage Road isn't a hard place to go. That's not a hard place to... They're not a hard team to play. And that's not the message you want to be sending.
No, I agree. I was quite surprised. Obviously, I know at one point in the season, I can't remember at what point it was, Cam, we mentioned that Watford had, I think, the fourth best home record in the division at one point. So there was a point where we were actually doing really well. That must have been towards the end of November when there was obviously more wins. And then obviously we had the tough games coming. Obviously, I know we won the away games, struggled a bit in those tough home games that we had at the beginning of December, and then it got a bit tougher over Christmas, didn't it? Obviously, I know we've not had a single home and game in January. But in terms of, like, obviously the games coming up, obviously we're not going to talk too much about them in depth, but do you think that if results don't start to improve, can you see there being a pressure on Val? And maybe, obviously, I'm not, you know, this is the longest we've had a manager for a very long time. We're obviously not used to getting to February and still having the same manager that we started with. But can you see maybe the fans sort of turning a little bit more and the owners maybe looking to pull the trigger?
Yeah, well, look, I went on Twitter after full time on Tuesday, and every other tweet was someone saying, you know, Valerian Ismail this, Valerian Ismail that. It's really, really divided opinion for some reason. I actually think it's just clear cut that he's doing a fantastic job with what he's been given. So I don't see why anyone would want him out. I think a lot of the anger is directed to the wrong place. You've got to look higher up than Valerian Ismail. I mean, how many managers are we going to sack before we realise that that's the problem? So, yeah, look, if we carry on the way we are, we're very inconsistent at the moment. The run recently is quite poor. We haven't won since QPR, have we? So, yeah, look, it's Watford, it's Gino Pozzo. So there's going to be pressure on Valerian Ismail if we keep on like this. But sacking him would be the stupidest thing they do. And it'd just leave us with nothing left to support, in my opinion. There's, like, we know that they're not going to rebuild in terms of transfers. So let's rebuild with the manager. Let's let Valerian Ismail become Mr. Watford. But if they put an end to that, then I'll really be disillusioned again. So, yeah, look, keep him at all costs, and hopefully, I mean, I believe if we stick with him, then we can turn around this little rough patch that we're in, hopefully.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yourself, it's very divided. Obviously, there's been a lot of tweets with threads in which have, like, gone longer than my arms, where people have been listing points. Like, some people, I saw one person saying, obviously, you know, this is the same person that picked Backman as captain. Obviously, look where Backman is now. The same person that wanted Rajovic in. Obviously, Rajovic isn't doing anything. You know, the same person that's making the same subs every week. They're ineffective. They're not doing anything. You know, there's a lot that he's being, like, dug out for at the moment, and people are finding reasons to sort of have a moan and complain and obviously voice their anger. But like you say, I'm in agreement with you. You know, it starts at the top. We've been saying for a long time that we need a change at the top, and hopefully, I don't know if I'm right in saying, Cam, is something happening with that? I saw something in the in our chat earlier on where you were kind of, something was mentioned. Is there something going on behind the scenes where that's progressing?
Yeah, I think the latest we got was that it sort of slowed down a little bit on the investment front, and they weren't too happy about all the media speculation about it. But who knows? I mean, it's a different story every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so kind of like final thoughts on Saturday then. So I'll go to Katie first. Score prediction for the weekend. Obviously, I know is your boyfriend going on Saturday?
Yeah.
Is he sitting with you, or is he sitting in the away end?
No, he got a ticket in the away end.
Oh, did he? Oh, nice. He's in the right place then. Good.
Yeah, he was like, oh, please don't leave me there after the game. He was like, I know your dad's just going to drive off if you lose. no, go on. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, yeah. So what do you think, like, score-wise? Are you feeling heavy defeat, slightly optimistic?
I think it's either going to go, like, heavy defeat, or I think it will be, like, maybe, like, a 2-1, but I could also see them, like, hammering us. I mean, they just beat Stoke, like, 5-0 at their ground as well. So I was probably going to say maybe, like, a 3-0, 4-0. I just can't really see the players being up for this. I can't really see them miraculously recovering from these weeks of tiredness. And like you said, I'd be sort of maybe going for it in the first half, but if it's clearly not clicking, rest the players that we need for Tuesday. But I'm hoping we see Dennis maybe start, and that gives the fire that we need, because you know, when he came on the other game against Cardiff, he literally was like, it was like watching a new player from the last few games. He was really, really, well, not fully fit, but he looked a lot better than he has. And I think, you know, he's trained for a week. He's not played. He's had that extra break. Maybe he can come on and work some magic. But if he maybe plays, I doubt he'll play the full game. But if we see him come on and maybe we see him play up front by himself, I don't know. But I do think he could add something to the game. So I hope we get to see him.
Yeah, I think it'd be really great. I actually would really like to see him up front with if Bio obviously starts him with his high press, if they can both put pressure on that Leicester back line, it could be quite profitable. And I am going to go for a defeat, I think. As much as I would love us to get something from the game, I think we're probably going to lose 2-1 in, or maybe, yeah, 2-1. I think we'll score, but I think they'll just be a little bit stronger. I think. Well, Cam, what do you think at the weekend?
Look, I think it's a game that is going to suit us, and I think Leicester can play into our hands. They're going to try and dominate the game, and that will give us a lot of room to counter-attack, and we are good at counter-attacking. I think it's the best way for us to score, and it suits a lot of our attacking players. So I wouldn't write us off completely. But I do just think Leicester have a bit too much quality, and that's helped them through so many games this season. And yeah, it's normally Dewsbury Hall popping up with goals. So I'm going to go with a 3-1 Leicester win, and Dewsbury Hall definitely getting at least one of the goals. I think Emmanuel Dennis could score for us, though. As Katie said, he was a lot better on last weekend. So yeah, looking forward to seeing him.
Good, yeah. Well, let's hope it's not as bad as what it has been the last few weeks. But yeah, thanks very much, everybody, for tuning in this evening. Remember to hit that like button if you're watching. And if you haven't subscribed already, please do hit that subscribe button. You get notifications, obviously, whenever we go live. But yeah, thanks again, everyone, for joining in. And if you're going Saturday, enjoy the game. But come on, you Orns.
Sports Social Podcast Network.